St. Vincent's Hospital, Sarge's Deli, Lennox Lounge, and the Village Chess Shop, despite being fixtures on the New York landscape, all recently lost their leases and closed. The Whole Earth Bakery on St. Mark's Place, a vegan bakery in business for 21 years, is due to close its doors on December 31st for good. The rent is just too damned high, and the landlord won't negotiate. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Fran Luck, a WBAI producer and longtime resident of the Lower East Side, who's organizing a rally to protest the closing in front of the landlord's offices in Tarrytown on Friday.
This bakery is a really beloved space. The food is original and unique. The atmosphere is fantastic because the owner is a person who is really part of the community. It's a vegan bakery, and it's really beautiful old Lower East Side. It's got the old tile floors from the 1920s, and it's got the tin ceiling. And it's a very loved space. In 2007, when the same landlord who is now evicting the bakery, his name is Ronald S. Friedman of Gibraltar Realty in Tarrytown. When he tried to evict Peter earlier, the whole community came together. I mean, people like Reverend Billy, all the vegan community came together, had a big rally in Tompkins Square Park. Rosie Mendez, the city council person, sent a letter, and all of this combined effort got the landlord to back off a little. The bakery was founded in 1991. It's been there 21 years. Peter Silvestri, the owner and creator of all these wonderful baked goods, founded it with his mother, who was in her 80s at the time, and she worked there till she was 94. I mean, it's a real family place also. It's quite beloved for all this time. And when the bakery was threatened, people started to rally. Now, this is, of course, in a climate where the rents are going up precipitously.
And just how much rent has he been paying?
Peter started at $1,100 with 100-year rent increases for 5 years. Later on, it was jumped to $2,000. Then the rent became $3,100 in around 2007. The latest increase was to $5,300. And a bakery, much less a specialty bakery, really cannot make it and pay that kind of rent. So he started to fall very much behind, very much tried to bargain with his landlord to make all kinds of arrangements to pay it back on installments. And the landlord, in the end, wouldn't hear it and has said, no, I'm closing you down, and told him this is not a charity. So people are hurting all over the neighborhood. This place is really, really loved, and it is going to be evicted in a few days, really. There's no going back. A stipulation has been signed. But some of us in the Lower East Side are really tired of people like Ronald S. Friedman in Tarrytown pulling the strings on our neighborhood and hurting our the quality of life, the richness of our neighborhood, and destroying it. And we're going to go to his home territory tomorrow, Friday. We're going to go up to Tarrytown, and we're going to pick at his office, and we're going to let him know that this is not just a real estate portfolio. These are real people with real relationships and real ties that go back a long way, and a real love of great and unique food, and a very beautiful man in the center of that, Peter Silvestri.
What do you hope will be achieved when you go up to Tarrytown tomorrow?
I think that a lot of it is, you know, sometimes you do a demonstration because you just have to. You can't bear to just sit back and take it and watch the destruction around you. And I think that is actually impelling a lot of people. I think we really want to confront this person with the results of his actions. It's just a little too easy for him to hide out Tarrytown while affecting so many people in another neighborhood. So that's part of it. We hope to get publicity for this entire issue. I mean, this issue is going to be going on. And, you know, sometimes you just keep an issue going, even if you don't have a clear goal at that moment to save a particular, particular institution. But we will be raising consciousness and expressing ourselves and confronting this person who we really see as an analog to Ebenezer Scrooge. Somebody at this time of year particularly who can just say, you exist for my bottom line, and I don't care about the human component at all.
And if people are interested in joining you, Fran, how do they do that? How do they greet you?
We're going to be leaving for Tarrytown from Grand Central Station. We'll be taking the Metro North line. Tomorrow we'll be meeting at the information clock in the center of Grand Central Station at 11:15 a.m., and we will go up to Tarrytown at that point. The trip will take about an hour, and it will cost a little bit of money. People should check the Metro North schedules to find out.
Fran Luck is a producer with WBAI. She spoke to WBAI's Rebecca Miles. Those interested in attending the rally on Friday will be gathering in Grand Central Station at the information clock at 11:15 a.m. to catch a train to Tarrytown.